Blog Talk Radio. Good afternoon, everyone. Sorry about that technical difficulty going on there. It's February 13th, 2009, one day before Valentine's Day, and this is Lily44, and it's my Blog Talk Radio show. Valentine's Day for everyone who's in love and who's out there searching for love. I thought today would be a great day to talk about Valentine's Day since it's Valentine's Eve and everybody's running around getting flowers and baskets and lingerie and candy and getting ready for tomorrow. So I thought we would talk a little bit about Valentine's Day and the history of Valentine's Day. This is what I did. It's amazing how this day came about. According to history, there was a bishop by the name of Valentine or Valentine who was stationed in Roman Empire, and there was an evil emperor by the name of Claudius II. He thought that unmarried men made better soldiers. He decided to make it into a law that young men couldn't get married. Around 270 AD, Valentine took pity on the soldiers who were not permitted to marry or seek a sweetheart. He became an advocate for these men, began to perform weddings in secret. He was caught and jailed, later executed on February 270 AD. He was said that before his death, he fell in love with his jailer's daughter, and he would write notes to her and sign it from your Valentine. Again, we see someone has sacrificed their lives so that we may be able to enjoy something. Love. Isn't that amazing? Being loved by someone can be the most beneficial thing that can happen to our emotional and mental health. Even I would go far as to add our physical health is important, and love does add to that. So let's ask the question, what does love mean to you? How do you know that you're in love? We know everyone has their own interpretation of love. My interpretation of love might not be the same as yours. So we can truly answer those two questions with this, that love, each individual is totally different. And let's answer the second one, how do you know you're in love? Some say when they see the person they are in love with, they get excited, usually get butterflies in the pit of their stomachs. So there goes the theory that love affects us both physically and emotionally. When you're in love, no one or nothing matters, just that person. We also say that love is blind, so that person's shortcomings doesn't matter because you're in love. You were taught to take the good with the bad and the ugly of that person. Now, I want to come to another section. What about a bad love versus a good love? Let's first talk about traits of a good love. I've picked six. And number one that I came up with was being secure in your relationship. Number two, it's always a two-way deal. Number three, healthy mentally, physically, and emotionally. Number four, when you can laugh at each other as well as laughing with each other. Number five, doesn't believe that control can be an issue. Six, He or she never loses themselves in each other, especially when it began to cloud their judgments. That's very important. When we talk about clouding judgment is when a person has done bad things and we want to totally overlook that because we're in love and we find ourselves getting caught up in the bad things that this person is doing. And that's dangerous. That's no longer healthy mentally, physically, or emotionally. So we need to step back away from that. And when we learn to consider each other as individuals, even though we're one in our minds, but individually, you make judgment calls for yourself, they make judgment calls for themselves. So we have to be careful with that. And the reason why I say this is because I think of women who go to jail for men who have done bad things. Instead of us separating ourselves from that person, we stay there and we get involved in the bad things they do, and we go to jail and they're free. And that's scary. Or they go to jail and you're in jail on the other end. And you guys communicate with each other in that manner, which is scary. I want to go back to number five, which I said doesn't believe in the control issue. You're your own person. You don't have to call in five times a day to make sure that person knows where you're at. They trust you enough that you're doing what you said you were doing. And if you're not, to me, chasing behind a person, watching what they do, stalking them, not the answer to a healthy relationship. So that's, you know, control what you wear, how you wear your hair, how you look. With a person who you're in love with, when it comes to a good love, that stuff does not matter. You love that person and they make you happy. And all the negative stuff is not there. When you can laugh at yourself and laugh with the person, that's fun. You know, make little jokes about each other. As long as it's not harmful, it's healthy, it keeps laughter in the relationship, it's fine. If it gets to the point where it gets a little dangerous then, or it gets a little more where it's starting to be personal, then you have to stop it. Find another way to enjoy each other. Okay, let's go on and talk about traits of bad love. Number one, what I found out when you have a bad love is that person is insecure and he deals with a lot of jealousy or she deals with a lot of jealousy. Number two, not happy with themselves, so they don't want you happy, so they'll make your life miserable. Number five, with the bad love, with the good love. Bad love number three is controlling. We discussed what it is to be controlled by someone. Number four was abusive, verbally and physically. Understand, any person who's in those type of relationships, it's up to you to get out. Make your way to the nearest door. It is not worth it. It is totally not worth that type of damage to you. Again, talking about your mental, your physical, and emotional state is very much more important than the ideal that this person is being abusive verbally and physically to you. It's not worth it. But to each his own, because I can't sit here and tell you that, you know, get out. It's up to you. If it was me, there's no way, shape, form, or fashion would I be in a relationship like that if I knew it was unhealthy for me, because I always think of me as important, much more important than the next person to themselves. Obviously, they're not thinking of themselves as far as the things that they're doing towards you. A person, number five, it wants all your attention. Don't want you to be around anybody else. Wants you to be with them. You know, all your girlfriends, you can't hang out with your girlfriends from time to time. You know, they can't hang out with their boys from time to time. You're always wanting them around you. You know, oh, you don't spend enough time with me. Everybody else is more important than me, than you are, than I am. You know, everybody's more important than I am to you. So, you know, I don't get the attention I want. That can go both ways in both male and female. Sometimes, and I noticed this, with males who don't have any children and they're with the women who have children, and that's not always, they have a tendency to become jealous of their kids or become very insecure about their kids, and they'll start complaining that you're not giving me enough attention, nobody cares about me. But what men don't realize, and I'm talking from a woman's point of view, when you act in a negative way, it's not for me to act negative towards you. It tells me that I need to step away from you and allow you to have your temper tantrums and your whatever that is you do. I have to be, there has to be a bigger person in the relationship. So I would think I would be the bigger person by walking away. You have your temper tantrums, and that's what you want to do. That's fine. I'm not going to sit there, and I'm not going to cater to you, and I'm not going to babyfy you because you're feeling that way. You're up to yourself. You take care of yourself. When you met me, and this is just me, I was on my own. I wasn't looking for you. I'm not saying I wasn't looking for you. I was on my own. I was doing my own thing, so that means that I can do things alone. So when you're acting like this, it doesn't make me want to be with you. It makes me want to stay away from you. So men out there, realize that, and I hope men do the same thing with women, that when the woman gets her temper tantrums and she wants it her way and you don't do this for me, and you, when she starts that crying and whining, best thing to do is walk away. Be the bigger person. Don't argue with her. Don't get mad at her. Walk away. We are so, we're drama queens. And amazingly, men are drama queens too. I don't call them drama kings. I call them drama queens because they whine and cry just as much as a woman does. And number six is isolation. Doesn't want you to be around anybody. Don't want you talking to nobody. Dare you to talk to anybody. You know, keeps you away from your family, your friends. Move you away from everybody, you know. You have to be careful of those type of relationships. Those are the abusive, those are traits of abusive relationship also. So be careful with that. And I'm not trying to bring down doom and gloom on Valentine's Day because we are talking about love, but we have to know and have enough knowledge to know what a good love is and what a bad love is. So when we make that decision, we know what we want and what we don't want. Some people like a bad love. You know, some people look forward to the abuse. I don't know who would in their right mind do that. But there are people out there, male or female, that like to be in those type of relationships. Me, on the other hand, no way, shape, form, or fashion. I like myself. My happiness is much more important than me going through a lot of unnecessary changes unnecessarily in my life. Okay, I want to ask you this. Which love are you in? A good love or a bad love? You tell me, okay? And do you truly know the difference between a good love and a bad love? Some people don't. Some people have never been taught what a good love and a bad love is, or what's a positive thing and a negative thing. Some things that I would think would be positive, you might think it's negative, vice versa. So we have to, you know, they say, listen to your heart. It's good to listen to your heart, but you need to listen to your mind too. Your heart might lead you in the direction to love somebody that's abusive, but your mind says this is dangerous, so I need to get out. So you need to work those two and make sure they're on the same even keel in order for you to make a decision whether or not you want to be in a relationship or continue to be in a relationship where there's abuse. Okay. On our journey in finding true love, we will experience both types of love, and we know that. I've had bad love. I've had good love. Right now, I think I'm in a good love, and I think that's where I want to be. I don't want to go where I used to be. I can truly say that I've experienced bad love that's verbally abusive. I was in a love relationship where there was some physical abuse. And I had to learn what was more important for me. And I kept taking that person back. I dump them and take them back or dump them and take them back until I found out in my heart and my mind something's not coming together. Finally, when it did hit me, that was it. I cut it off. And I always considered myself a very strong woman. But at the time, I guess I just was looking for love in all the wrong places, in all the places that I was looking for love. I found the bad loves out there. And that's why I guess I know what I want. I'm not unsure of what I want in any person that I'm with. I know what I want. And the number one thing I want in any love relationship I'm in is that you not take away from me the essence of me. Understand, I'm going to repeat that for all women out there. Do not allow your partner to take away the essence of who you are. Do not lose yourself in that person. Do not think that you have to live, sleep, and breathe this other person. That is not love. Okay? That is not what we call love. So make a distinction in your life. I promise you, it will cut down all the drama if you make a distinction in your life. You can love that person. You can nurture that person. You can be there for that person. But you don't have to be that person, and that's what we do. We lose who we truly are. I have friends who've told me that. You know, really, I've literally lost myself in him. Find yourself if you have lost yourself. Find yourself, come back, regroup, and separate yourself. Because it's very hard when the time comes when you do have to separate, will you know how? Always remember that. You are an individual. That person you're with is an individual. It's all right to come become one, but you have to allow yourself to be you and that oneness. I know that sounds kind of confusing, but it's true. Always be you. Don't let anybody else take that away from you. Okay, keep in mind, even in the time when divorce rates are high, there are still a lot of us out there who have found happiness, and we're working hard to keep our relationships together. I am very proud to be a part of that statistic. I will tell any woman, and I'll repeat it, please do not lose yourself in your man. Always hold on to who you truly are. I repeat that because I think we do that. You know, he says you don't look good in this. You know you look good in it. You looked good in it before you met him. Why now you don't look good in it when you're with him? Be you. If you like to wear your hair long, wear your hair long. If he doesn't like your hair long, I'm sorry, this is just me. You don't have to do it the way I do it. I wear my hair long. If I want to wear my hair short and he doesn't like it, it's not about him liking what you are. It's about you liking what you are. Because when he's gone, it's only you. And you have to deal with all the different changes that you made about yourself when you really truly didn't want to make them. So I tell any woman, don't lose yourself in your man. I watch people on a daily basis because I have an opportunity to do that. I watch how couples interact. I can see a couple. I can see a woman when she was by herself, how beautiful she looked, how she took care of herself, how she kept her clothes up, how she looked neat, hair combed, makeup on, nails done, looking very nice. You wait a few more years and you see her with somebody, okay? And you don't see that person anymore. She looks dowdy, and the other, let me say that again. She looks dowdy. Her clothes are unkempt. Her hair is not done. Her nails are not done. Her makeup is not on. She's not that same glowy person. So you wonder what happened to her, and then you look at her man. He's just as dumpy looking as she is. So somewhere, something broke down. She no longer look the way that she used to look. Never, ever, ever, ever allow no one to take from you who you truly are. It goes for a man, too. A man can change when he gets with a woman. A man who's taken care of himself, kept himself up, doing things for himself, you know, smelling good all the time, but you see him again, he's got dirty, dingy clothes on, hair's undone, shaving hasn't been done. And we don't realize that we allow our partners to change us. We don't see it, you know. Oh, well, he doesn't want me to do this, and, oh, girl, I can't go. And, you know, that kind of stuff bothers me because my relationship with my husband might be totally different from everybody else. I always said if I was to ever get married, because I waited till I was 38 years old, if I ever got married, that I will never lose myself in that person. And I promise you, I have not done it. I'm still me. I wear my hair long, short. I wear my clothes. And I'm not going to go anywhere looking raggedy. I'm going to go looking decent. You know, I don't shop with Prada and Louis Vuitton and all that. But I do when I walk out the house. I represent me. I don't represent anybody else. I represent me. I didn't change from the way I used to be. I always dressed nice. I always took care of myself. And I haven't changed that down through the years. I've been married, 7 years now? I'm still that same way. When I walk out my front door, I want to look nice because that's how I am. I want to wear the nicest shoes, you know. I take care of myself the best way I know how. Excuse me, I could lose some weight, but overall, I think I'm a beautiful person, and no one's going to take that away from me. No man, no dog, no cat, no anything. It's going to take that away from me. So I said that to say this. Let us enjoy our relationships with our mates, but make it a very healthy relationship. Make it a relationship where you're comfortable. You're not arguing all the time. You have fun together. You do things together. You experience things together. We don't do that enough, you know. I don't say men shouldn't have companions or men shouldn't have buddies, but I do believe this. When it's time for you to stop hanging out with the boys in the clubs and stuff, you need to stop it. I say that to women. Every now and then, there's nothing wrong with going out and having a good time. But when you're doing it every other weekend, and, you know, it goes for both, male and female. When do you spend time with your mate? Because a lot of us don't. And all you men out there who have all these extra women on the side, one day, it's going to catch up to you. And I say to all women, wives, girlfriends, whatever, you don't have to stay in those type of relationships. I always thought when I thought the person I was dating was cheating or when I've caught them cheating, there's no need for me to stay with you. It's not necessarily a trust issue. It's for me. It's for my sanity. It's for my self-esteem. It's for the way I feel about me. Because the first thing we want to do, we want to blame ourselves that we did it, but we didn't. That's the choice he made. He was a dog from the get-go. He's still a dog, and if you choose to still stay with him, that is up to you. But I say to you, don't stay if you know it's not healthy. If it's not healthy, don't stay. If you feel lost in the relationship, find yourself. Take some time out and find yourself. If you think you need to walk away for a little bit, take the time, walk away. Now, I don't want to sound like a doom and gloom, and I said that earlier, but I don't want to sound like a doom and gloom. Valentine's Day is for sweethearts. It's for loving. It's for putting things together. It's for making things happen for you and that person you're with. Special. This is what I did for my Valentine, for my husband. I rented a billboard, and I will be putting it up on my website. I rented a billboard that said Happy Valentine's from your sweetheart, me, and it's a picture of him on the billboard. And I thought it was great, you know, and I shocked him. He wasn't expecting that. So he was very surprised with that. That was my gift to him. I don't know what he got me, and it's important, but it's not. Just as long as we enjoy Valentine's Day tomorrow, we'll go out and have a good time. And I'm hoping each and every one of you guys do the same thing. Go out, have a good time, enjoy your Valentine's Day, and make Valentine's Day every day. There's nothing wrong with just, don't wait to Valentine's Day to bring her roses or send him roses. Make Valentine's Day every day. Walk up to your mate, I love you, and mean it from your heart. Don't say it out of habit. Say it because you truly mean it. And I just want to keep reiterating on us women, quit losing yourselves in your man. And if you don't want to share him with others, because some people believe in sharing, I say this, if you don't want to share him with them, let him go and let him be with that person that he wants to be with. Because obviously, you're not enough. Sometimes we have to cut our losses and move on. Now, I say this. I want you to go out there and spread the love. And I would like for you to take some time out and visit this website. It's called lovingyou.com. And it has a lot of romantic tips and different ideals on how to have a romantic afternoon. It just has a whole bunch of a lot of resources on there for love, dealing with love and relationships and finding out if he's cheating and all that. I want you to go out and do that. You can hit me up on the following websites, me in my website, and I'm going to close the show for me, yapping. And I want you guys to listen to some music for me, okay? You can check me out on icycolor.com/ArzandaCherry, A-R-Z-A-N-D-A, Cherry. You can also catch me at tag.com, Salita McCall. I'm on blackplanet.com, Benny, B-E-N-N-I-E, 1964. And also, you can still, I hadn't updated my website in a while, but you can also drop me an email at arzandacherry.com or arzandacherry@yahoo.com. I say this, Happy Valentine's Day. I'm hoping you enjoy it. Love the one you're with. Love them unconditionally. Make them happy. Make yourself happy. Remember, love is a healthy, mental, emotional thing. Being in love can be very beneficial. It will make a difference in your life. I'm going to repeat one more time the difference between a bad love, traits of bad love, and traits of good love. Good love traits, be secure in your relationship. It's a two-way deal, healthy mentally, physically, and emotionally. When you laugh with and at each other, doesn't believe in the control issue. He or she never loses themselves in each other, especially when it begins to cloud your judgment. Traits of a bad love is insecure, jealousy, not happy with themselves, so doesn't want you happy, controlling, abusive verbally and physically, wants all your attention, and believes in isolation. With that, I will leave you with some love songs to listen to, and I thank you again. This has been Salita on Blog Talk Radio, Lily 44, February 13th. 09, and I say good afternoon.
Yeah.
My next blog talk, which I forgot to tell you guys, is going to be radio show, is going to be February the 18th, 2009, where we'll be discussing Black history. I'm scheduling that show probably around p.m. Thank you. Have a good evening, and happy Valentine's Day again.